After Swami and Maggie return from the Ouija in cell block 4, Erica Viking takes Sean to serve his time in CB4.
I know which one it is. Okay, yeah, it's right there. Okay, flashlight on here. Okay, this way. Keep going until we see where the X is, I think.
Oh,
I know
here.
Which
17.
One it is. Okay, yeah, it's right there. Okay.
Okay. Oh, there's the camera.
Yeah.
I
what
got
we need
porn.
To do, this is the porn chair. We did this specially so you'd have something. Get a good look at it. So there you
cool.
go. You got something to think about. Check
Bush
on chair.
Everything.
Okay, I got to put this down.
That's gross.
Okay, you have to be sitting on the chair the entire time.
Okay.
Also, the other cool part is I'm going to restrain you. Hands behind the back. All right, I know you can do it. I'm taking the tape. I'm taking the flashlight.
Sean will now have to face 20 minutes alone in the dark in cell block 4.
This is a unit that was full at the time of the riot. This is where they came in with the roll torches and the cutting torches to cut themselves in. This is where, of the 33 that were killed, approximately 25 were murdered in this particular unit.
It's over. It's over, and you did it.
Oh, that was fast.
Was it? Did it go fast?
Seemed like it.
Okay.
There's a lot of weird noises in here, though.
I just heard one myself. Did you hear
door.
That down there?
I heard like a door open a couple times.
Stay there.
Okay.
Let's see if I can. I definitely heard metal clanging.
I heard clang the whole time, but then at one time I heard like a swinging door, like a squeaky open, you know, kind of thing. And I was like, where would that come from?
All right, let's go. So you heard a few things. I mean,
yeah, just noises, but.
When was your freak out? I mean, did you freak out at all or?
Not really. Something kind of weird happened physically, though. I got, like, nauseous for a second.
Oh, no.
It was kind of weird.
Like you're going to throw up.
Then it passed. It was, like, came on all of a sudden, and it was gone.
Do you think it was nervousness, or did it feel almost like something passed through you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It felt like something, maybe, but I was just like, well, probably just nerves.
Yeah, and you're the science guy, so, I mean, is there any part of you that kind of thinks, damn, I wasn't alone?
No, I never felt like there was something there.
Okay.
Just kind of creepy, you know, like weird noises and dark, and weird place like that.
Oh.
I just kept thinking about what it would be like to be in there for real.
Uh-huh. Ugh. And did that make it easier or tougher?
Maybe easier because it's kind of a reality of it.
Back in the safe room.
Well, all I know is that we didn't waste time trying to get the tape all the way off. We just got the hell out of there. Like, well, we'll just do it on the way.
Oh, it's a slight incident. The girl,
Maggie,
who was the Ouija board contestant, skipped a question. We don't know whether it was an honest mistake or whether it was a scary question. The question was, what was your crime? She skipped that, so we're giving the other contestants a chance to vote a secret ballot to see if she continues on in the contest with $1,000 or if she doesn't.
So yes means she stays?
Yes she stays, no she goes. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
The results.
Secret ballot. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So it's already.
What did Jesse mean?
She keeps going.
Did she know it's already?
Yes, we did.
Let's see if there's one asshole in here.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody's cool.
You guys rule. I would have never said yes.
Now, what if she wins?
The final challenge, a solo trip down to the basement, through the dark corridors, to the underground laundry room. Inside each of the 5 washing machines is a glow stick and an envelope. The object is simple. Return to the safe room with 1 glow stick and 1 envelope. One of the envelopes is a $1,000 winner. The final challenge, next.